from their album Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino, which Alex Turner came in and talked about on the show. If we'd had more time today, we'd have brought you some of that interview, but it's a bit of a squeeze, this programme. It's, if you're just joining us, Drive Time, Best of the Guests for 2018 as we wave goodbye to the old year. Tomorrow, though, by the way, having spent this programme looking backwards, tomorrow, to help you start your festival planning early, we've scoured around and been doing, well, putting in some phone calls to see who is sort of ahead of the game and has already announced their lineups. Obviously, the big one is the return of Glastonbury, so we'll have a look at that and what they've got planned. There'll also be news on the lineups for Reading and Leeds, Download, The Great Escape, All Points East, Boardmasters, British Summertime, and Dot to Dot, amongst others. That's tomorrow from 4 o'clock. Still to come today, though, in the final hour, Florence and the Machine, the Stripped Back Session, also Idols live in Liverpool, and this next from a band who I'm sure at some point would have taken some pointers from the Arctic Monkeys, originally from Doncaster, now based in Manchester, one of the bands who did a BBC introducing session for us this year, which you can see footage of online on the BBC introducing website. This is The Blinders. I'm very pleased to say one of Britain's fastest emerging new bands joins us tonight. Blinders in session. Hello, boys.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. I say new, but you've been grafting at this for a little while now, haven't you? When did you actually get together?
We started in April 2014. First gig was 21st of November 2014.
And where was that first gig?
Vintage Rock Bar in Doncaster.
And respect is due. What's the Vintage Rock Bar in Doncaster like?
Shut down.
This is the thing, man. It's, you know, venue closures across the country, and it's hit right at home, so.
Yeah. We shall talk about your tours in a second. But, I mean, did you all know each other? Had you been in bands beforehand? Because I can't imagine. I imagine it's a smallish musical community in Doncaster.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we all went to school together, and we were the three kids who were into music, and naturally we got together and started to make our own music, and here you have it, what you see in front of you, or here, should I say.
Yeah, we'll talk also about the move to Manchester and making the record in a second, but first a song from you so that anyone who hasn't heard you yet can get their bearings. What are you going to play first?
Yeah, man, we're going to give you a rendition of Gotta Get Through.
Yeah. hours on Six Music and got to get through. I'm interested to know, though, what music brought you together? Obviously, you were hanging out at school, but because so far, no two singles have really been the same, have they? There's quite an array of musical angles, I think, which you're approaching this from.
Yeah, I mean, originally it was more the Arctic Monkeys that brought us together, but the explanation of the sort of eclectic singles is we chose multiple paths and just decided to give them a crack, if you like, and sort of feeling out which one works the best. So, call it a marketing scheme.
Long-term research.
There you go. Something like that. Yeah.
Got to get through, I think, is. I mean, it sounds like that was written after just a week of utter frustration. I mean, it represents the sound of someone banging their head against a wall.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a little different style of frustration. Got to get through. It's a little more down the old narcotic route, I suppose. But definitely, you can draw parallels to politics and society. I'd like to think that all of our songs, they can all be inferred differently, and that's the beauty of music, is it not?
Yeah. Just because I'm curious, and it's every time I ask this question in my head, at the end of the single version of that, does someone drop a bit of lead pipe? What?
It's a funny story, that.
Yeah, it was a funny story. So we liked to go in the studio and perform how we performed live, which was drink a lot of booze. And that's a wine bottle falling over at the end. Yeah, that's me falling
around in circles.
But it came out nice, so we left it in, yeah.
And tell us about your recent tour, because you sold out quite a few of the dates on the tour. Where was especially good?
Ramsgate.
I think Leeds for me.
Yeah, Leeds, a lot of the northern dates. Yeah. But as well, London was incredible.
Yeah,
It's often hard for northern bands to become accepted, especially in London.
Yeah.
So we were very surprised at the reception that we got from that tour, and yeah, we're here to stay, so.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Steve Lamack.
Watch them building,
Magazine session. If you liked that and you've not come across them before, their album Columbia is out now. Very good live as well. They're back on tour in the UK, at least in April. I think that was The Blinders and Brave New World.